Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Sports Day. Beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
And the plot thickens to Jaylen Waddle and why he may be trending on X.com. There's whispers, Vlad. Whispers.
Speak loudly? Yeah. That
was 49ers receiver Brandon Ayuk. Maybe targeting or flirting with or being flirted at by the Miami Dolphins. Brandon Ayuk? I am not going to lie. I am a fan of Brandon Ayuk. I see what he can do. Yeah, he's a bad man. Real bad man. Brandon Ayuk is really good. If there is talk of possible Brandon Ayuk coming here and Jaylen Waddle going away, that's a good question for Dolphins fans, and the Dolphins, really, better question for the Dolphins brass. Who's better? Who fits your system more? Who do you like more? The guy you drafted, the guy that's been part of the program, that's proven success, Jaylen Waddle, our guy that has a lot of talent, shown it all over the place. To me, pretty elite, Brandon Ayuk. Ah, silly talk. Brandon Ayuk's not coming here.
Why wouldn't he come? Why wouldn't he come here?
Nah, it's too much, man. It's just too much.
Why is it too much?
The money, the make it fit, the Waddle issue, just it's a bad fit with everything going on.
Well, here's a question. Are you planning on paying Jaylen Waddle in the next year?
I think the Dolphins are planning on paying Jaylen Waddle.
So if you pay Jaylen Waddle, there's no need. If you're planning on paying Jaylen Waddle, there's no need to go after Brandon Ayuk, who's already got a contract.
Correct.
Or is he looking for a contract?
Let's see what Brandon Ayuk's got going on in his life. Never thought we'd be talking about Brandon Ayuk today.
Well, you know, a lot of things happens when you lose. You know, you start tweeting saying that, you know, don't forget what got you here. And then, you know, you have your spouses or significant others start tweeting like, oh, this is the last time we're in California, San Francisco. That's the thing. When you got the significant others and the wives.
Well, Ayuk's got a deal. It's just 49ers, there's just talk. There's whispers that they could be trading his $72 million contract.
So, okay, do you want a deal that's already done, or do you want a deal that you're going to have to pay?
That's a lot of money, man. You're already paying Tyreek Hill a ton of money.
And you're going to have to repay Tyreek because this is year three of Tyreek, and what was the deal, four-year deal?
And you can maybe get Jaylen Waddle for a little cheaper than that and letting him know that he's a number two, but you still treat him like a number one, but you love him, but you can't pay him like a number one. That's a lot of money. There's even articles. Chiefs urge to send two draft picks to Super Bowl rival for $91 million wide receiver Brandon Ayuk.
That's messed up.
It's just, man, that's a lot of money. And, I mean, you got Tyreek Hill. You're going to have to pay Tyreek Hill. In some way, shape, or form, you're going to have to pay Jaylen Waddle. Do you already want the deal that's already done, or do you want to keep it in-house with the guy you know, the guy you love, the guy that has produced for you, and, you know, try to make your own deal? I think you want the money in your own hands. Make your own deal. Stay with Jaylen Waddle. Brandon Ayuk's really good, but he's also paid really good. Good player, though, man. I think Jaylen Waddle can catch, too. I'm not part of the X.com that's saying he drops passes all the time. Nah, I'm big on him. Ayuk had a season, though, man. Ugh. Just looking over the season that he had last year. Ooh, man. 75 receptions, 1,342 yards. Averaged 17.9 yards per catch. 7 touchdowns, no fumbles. But then again, let's go look at Jaylen Waddle. Hold up. Let's be fair. I don't have his numbers readily available right now. Okay, so Jaylen Waddle, pretty similar. Let's go ahead. Brandon Ayuk, 75 catches. Jaylen Waddle, 72 catches. Brandon Ayuk, 1,342 yards. Jaylen Waddle, 1,014 yards. Remember, there were some injury issues in there, too. Brandon Ayuk, 17.9 yards per reception. Jalen Waddle, 14.1. Touchdowns, 4 for Jalen Waddle, 7 for Brandon Ayuk. So there you go. Pretty similar, though. Pretty similar. So
he knows the offense very well.
Here's the question
now. He would know the offense very well.
Since we've given up similar numbers, does Jalen Waddle go in there and say, look what Brandon Ayuk's making? We have pretty similar numbers.
Right, but here's the problem, though. Is Brandon Ayuk the number one?
Debo is pretty much the guy.
Debo is, you know, the Swiss Army knife.
But can Jalen Waddle now go and say, look, very similar, Brandon Ayuk and I.
Well, but the good thing about the Waddle situation, you still got a couple more years, and you can franchise him.
Right. You got a lot more flexibility.
Yeah, Ayuk's...
He's paid.
He's paid already. You're going to have to pay that man. Are you going to...
I mean...
Are you going to do trade Waddle for Ayuk? Because
God, their numbers.
That's a lot of money in the wide receiver position.
Their numbers are eerily similar, though, in a lot of
Tyreek,
ways.
Tyreek, but you know, Tyreek and Ayuk would... That's almost like $60 million.
Yeah. That's a lot to tie up in two receivers that both want to be number ones, and we know Tyreek Hill is the number one. Look at this, man. Career receptions for Brandon Ayuk, 269. Jalen Waddle, 251. Yards, career, Brandon Ayuk, 3,931. There is somewhat of a discrepancy there. 3,385 for Waddle. So a few more less yards for Waddle. Average, 14.6 for Ayuk, 13.5 for Jalen Waddle. I'm not going to longest pass. That doesn't matter that much unless you catch a ton of long passes. Touchdowns, 25 for Ayuk, while Waddle has 18 in his career. Pretty close. Pretty good.
Pretty, pretty good. But nonetheless, I think you keep Jalen Waddle, bro.
So,
plus he's two as a boy.
Ayuk came in the league a year before Waddle. Yeah, you keep Waddle now. Now that the numbers are similar and everything like that, with basically one less year, yeah, we've decided. We've decided for the Dolphins. Chris Greer, if you're listening, and I know you are, we're going with Jalen Waddle. Do I think Ayuk's a better player overall? Let's get to headlines. Actually, you know what? Let's not get to headlines. Let's play the montage, a little taste of everything that happened in the sports world yesterday. Right here on 560 WQAM, Sports Day.
Welcome inside Emily Arena here in Tampa for this evening's matchup. It's the Florida Panthers and their cross-state rivals, the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Miami and Boston College, and away we go. Hurricanes win the opening tap.
Please welcome AT&T CEO John Stankey, joined by Julius Erving as they present the Julius Dr. J. Erving Trophy to the winner of the 2024 AT&T Slam Dunk. From the Osceola Magic, let's hear it for Mac McClung.
I hated those who got me, a million refugees with unlimited warranties, Black Caesar.
10 seconds.
He got it.
He got it.
He got it.
Women shoot from.
Why are you putting those boundaries on her?
That's not a boundary.
That's what the game is.
She wanted to shoot.
They have a smaller ball, don't they?
She shot a boundary. WNBA ball.
WNBA ball is smaller.
She shot with the WNBA ball.
Yeah, but she did. She shot from the line.
It comes down to this, and you've had the chance on the rope. And needed every single shot, and it came down to the money ball.
Dang, time. Touch that watch, baby. Touch that watch.
And you don't stop, yo. My eyes are sore, being a senator.
Here to present the 2024 Kia Skills Challenge Trophies to our winning team, the Pacers.
Stumble and crumble him.
Cats want
wanna play. I told you, dance around you fools like Cassius Clay. Stretch my heat and make you do a pot of parade. Kick your balls like Pele. Think I'm doing ballet.
The horn sounds and Boston College comes from behind with a solid closing argument to defeat the University of Miami by a final score of 85-77. Hurricanes have lost their fourth straight game. Eagles end a four-game losing streak to Miami, and Boston College has now won four of their last six games.
And the Panthers top the Lightning here in Tampa, 9-2.
That right there is what you call a whooping. Take them to the woodshed. Show them who's boss. Panthers taking care of the Tampa Bay Lightning. That was 9-2. That's a franchise record, 11th straight road win. The NHL record is 12 straight road wins done by two different teams. Minnesota Wild have done it. Detroit Red Wings have done it back in the day. Nonetheless, the Cats, they go home. That's your home. Go to your home. They face the Ottawa Senators Tuesday at 7. Vlad and I are agreeing. That needs to be a sellout. That needs to be a raucous crowd. Every game needs to be a raucous crowd for the Panthers, especially with the team they have this year.
How many games left they have in the season?
27, something like that.
Okay. I expect to see sellout crowds.
I would hope. This is the best of the best right now. It's like remember when Michael Jordan played? Every game should be sold out, man. Like, you're seeing a great team.
Relax. They're not the Bulls.
I didn't say that, but I'm just saying.
You made reference. Stop.
I'm saying it should be a sellout game every game. You're getting to see a team that is very special that you might not see every single year. That's playing at an elite level that it just seems to be clicking on all cylinders with a coach that knows what he's doing. It's just great. Absolutely great. Go on out there. Check out the Panthers.
I like it. They have 27 games left.
Yep. Get on out.
27 games left. And they end the year with four home games.
Woo! A lot could be on the line for that, too.
And seven. And they half the year. So there's 27 games left, and half of them's at home. 14 of them is at home.
That's nice.
So guys, go support them. Go to Sunrise. Go to Sawgrass and support your Stanley Cup finalists, Florida Panthers, who have probably the best chance out of any team, collegiately and professionally down here in South Florida, to bring a championship.
Yeah, definitely not FAU right now. They are getting blasted by South Florida as the beginning of the second half.
My alma mater is letting Vlad down, man.
49-31. It's probably about to be 50-31 because South Florida is shooting free throws right now. So, come on, FAU. Let's get going. Let's make us proud. Miami Hurricanes baseball team, they're 3-0 on the season. Two big-time blowouts in a doubleheader yesterday against New Jersey Institute of Technology. Their game today, supposed to start around 15 minutes ago, is in a weather delay. We will keep you posted.
Nasty weather these next couple of days.
I know, man. I was planning on walking around after work and, you know, going to some of the bars and breweries around here, but this weather is kind of getting nasty, man.
Disgusting. So
we'll see. Canes men's basketball team, they've been, I'm not going to lie, Vlad, they've been disgusting. They're now losers of four in a row after falling to Boston College 85-77 yesterday. Duke comes to town Wednesday at 7. I am not going to be
I'm worried,
homer.
Bro. I'm very worried.
I want to say we're going to rally the troops, but this is
I think they got to win the tournament now. I think they got to win the ACC conference tournament.
Granted, Duke is a very good team, but they don't have that blowout capability. I've watched a lot of games with Duke this year, and a lot of their games are close, but they find ways to win. So the Canes...
Yeah, but Canes can't find ways to win right now.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to find a way to lose, and Duke's going to find a way to win, it seems like, Wednesday 7. But
I'm going to be at Watsco Center.
Cheering for the Canes?
Absolutely.
All right. You're gonna have absolutely. Canes gear on? Can you post a picture of you in Canes gear?
They don't have any. See, Canes don't wear Nike no more.
Oh, you got? Are you brand loyal now?
I am. I have a contract that Nike doesn't know about. Oh, okay. Nike and Jordan. I have a contract with them that they don't know.
I literally everything on my body has no brand on it. If you watch
it
on Twitch and YouTube,
I love it.
This is a hoodie that I got for Forever 21. This shirt, I don't even know. I might have got it.
But you know where I do go? I do go to Canes wear.
I do. Oh, Canesware's got
Canesware.
But
they
it's
got
not
all
just
the
Canes stuff, man.
No, I know they got Dolphins, Panthers, you know,
everything.
But
Inter Miami,
I go to Canesware to get my Canes stuff.
Yeah, man, Canesware is.
I got no hate towards the shell toes. You know, I like the shells. I like Adidas, but
maybe some Stan Smiths.
I'm a Nike guy.
Okay, you got a deal,
Phil Knight.
All I wear is Converse Chuck Taylor is low tops, but that's just me. And I'm not loyal to them. Like, if you bring me a pair of Vans or you bring me a pair
and
of
I also want to say,
you got some old shoes? I'll take them.
Miami hasn't been the same since they went to Adidas. But I'm not
You figured it out, Vlad. Figured it out.
I've been saying that for the longest. But, you know.
Might be onto something.
Come back home.
Rivals.com claims that the Hurricanes' D-line class for 2024, number one in the nation. The U opens the season in Gainesville against Florida on August 31st. Interesting. Did you see this the other day? Of course, the U went in there and got the guy from Chicago. That's like the fifth overall prospect D-line guy. And Bielema. Brett Bielema, formerly of Wisconsin, formerly of Arkansas.
Yeah, yeah.
Now Illinois' head coach. Kind of took a jab at the U for getting him. Like, I wish our players would stay in state and would want to. But then kind of threw a little shade at the U. Like, how dare you come into my state and out-recruit me? Knowing his big ass is down here recruiting the hell out of South Florida kids, along with every other coach in the country. What are you doing, man? Bielema, you were okay at Wisconsin. You sucked at Arkansas. You were garbage, basura, at Arkansas on that big contract. Go home. And when I say go home, don't go back to Wisconsin. Nobody wants you there. Although Wisconsin hasn't been that great. But they got Tyler Van Dyke now, so we'll see. Jump around. Jump around. G League seems to kind of be taking over the NBA this All-Star weekend. It's odd. All-Stars and G-Leaguers are all over the place, Vlad, making it happen. Matt McClung has repeated as dunk champion after dunking over Shaquille O'Neal last night. Jaime Jaquez Jr., happy birthday. He's 23. He also dunked over Shaq, but finished in fourth place. Did a little dunk. His second dunk was an ode to his heritage of being Mexican, which is always cool. Damian Lillard repeated as the three-point champion.
See, it would have been cool if he did it in California. Texas, Mexico. I don't know if there's a lot of Mexicans in Indiana.
There is not a lot of Latinos in Indiana at all, period.
I know.
So, yeah, it kind of fell on deaf eyes, I guess, right there. Deaf eyes, nonetheless. Is that the highlight of Damian Lillard's season so far, is winning the three-point competition? Because the Bucks have been pretty god-awful with Doc Rivers. That might be the highlight of his year.
Could be.
I mean, we give Damian Lillard a little shade, which we shouldn't, because he wanted to play for the Heat. It's just that Joe Cronin wouldn't send him here for any offer that he got. So it's really not Dame's fault. He didn't, you know, he tried his best to get down here. He wanted to be married to us, but we.
It doesn't mean that if he came down here, things wouldn't be different as well.
True.
Or some type of problem, some type of injury, because the injury bug has hit the Heat roster since the beginning of the season.
I would have liked to see how it played out, though, man. I was really hoping. I really
You should have listened to Sergey and myself when we told you it's not going to happen. Sergey was right on this. Got to give the Twitchers their credit, man.
Shot in the dark right
there. Nah, he called it from the minute it happened.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's easy to say that.
And he was 10-toed down on it. And when he broke it down to me, I was like, you know what? This ain't going to happen.
The only reason it didn't happen is because of Joe Cronin's ego, though. That's the problem. Did he know Joe Cronin's ego? He must have. Congrats, Sergey. I mean, I give credit where credit's due. Me and Solana and I are on here talking about 89%, 100%.
No, that's the reason why. And he got to understand.
Check out the YouTube.
Listen, folks. I know that you're listening to us or watching us on YouTube or Twitch, but there's certain callers that don't like certain talent here, and one of them, Sergey, doesn't like Solana too much.
Oh, he really hates Trevor, man.
He hates Trevor, but he doesn't like Solana too much.
Trevor, we know you're watching.
So that day, which was what, July 1st? It was July 1st, that Saturday, when Solana came in and started peacock and talking trash to me. Unwarranted. Unwarranted shots at me.
Yeah, he opened the segment with him taking shots at the Knicks and how he's not going to the Knicks, which was very odd, I will admit.
It was unwarranted.
Love you, Solana. He's in Italy. He's not
in Italy. Hope. Good luck.
Go ahead. I'm disgusted. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm disgusted that Damian Lillard didn't come here.
Well, yeah. Well, what?
My favorite player in the NBA outside of the Heat and the Pelicans. Whatever.
Solana jinxed it, and look at him now. But.
Yeah, I know.
Dame was going through his own things as well. Dame was going to be coming with some baggage as well. He was going through a divorce. He was at that time, he was in the process of going through a divorce. So Who knows?
Yeah, I know.
Who knows?
I would have liked to have seen it. Man. Got to wear my Brandon Ingram jersey. That's my favorite NBA player. But
guess what? Heat have won 6 out of 8. They after tonight's All-Star game.
Like 30-25 down the stretch.
They start the second half of the season.
Tough stretch.
Ironically, woo! Get your New Orleans
Pelicans.
Let's talk
about the stretch. The Miami Heat are going to hit the ground running after the All-Star break. A Pelicans team, don't sleep on them. They are a very good team.
Dude, the West is a monster. So they got the Pelicans 30-21,
and
right?
And they're sixth. No, they're 32-22.
Okay, my bad.
I want to say they're 10 games above 500.
But they're like six in order. No, they're in the play-in.
They're 33-22. They've won 7 of the last 10, winning 3 games in a row.
And they're one game out of the play-in game.
They're about to end up in a play-in game.
Like, they lose one game, the Mavericks win.
Because the Mavericks won't lose again. They've won 6 in a row, and they're starting to figure things out. The Pelicans are 33-22, same record as the Suns, and in sixth.
You know how tough the West is?
And by the way, Warriors
have won 8 out of the last 10 games, and they're the 10th seed.
Let me correct you, Zion haters, and he needs to play.
Fatty McDunk.
He's played 44 games this year.
Still fat.
44 out of 55 games this year. He's healthier than Jimmy Butler. Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
He's also younger. He's, not in the same shape.
Yeah, but give my man a little bit of credit right there.
Oh, okay. So he avoided a Boulay.
Brandon Ingram? Come on. Okay, we're not turning this into a Pelican show because, honestly, in New Orleans, they're not even talking about the Pelicans right now. So let's go. I got so sidetracked.
No, we're just saying how tough the West is and Miami Heat begin their – The third game of their road trip.
This is nasty. So, look, you get the Pelicans on Friday in New Orleans. Then you go up to the Kings, who are a play-in team right now in Sacramento.
Yeah, they didn't do Miami favors with this road trip, bro. How are you going to start them off in the East, then have an All-Star break, and then return them back to New Orleans and then shoot them all the way to Sacramento?
And then you get a Trailblazers game where you're going to whoop the hell out of the Trailblazers just to prove a point. But then, as always, the end of the road trip, where does it end? In the elevation of Denver. You get the toughest game at the end of the road trip. When you're tired, your legs are shot, they go up to Denver.
That's rough.
Thanks, NBA. We appreciate you. Then the Jazz come to town. Jazz are got awful. Pistons are terrible. They're coming to town. You get the Mavericks on the – okay.
You go to Dallas and you go to AKC. That's a tough two game.
That's enough.
That's a tough two game.
You got some games.
You got Washington on Sunday, March 10th. That should be good. And then you have 3 days off, and then you take on the defending champs at home.
Yeah.
Please, Heat fans, go out, sell out the arena.
They always do.
Yeah, get there early. Get there early.
It's not about selling out the arena, Heat fans. It's about getting there close to tip. I understand, but close to tip. I told you, Big Lynn, literally, she doesn't go to any games. Literally. Mom, what are you doing? Well, we got to get ready for the game. Okay. Get to the TV. It's almost 6 o'clock. Mom tips at 7. She's like, yeah, pregame starts at 6. But, Mom, we don't need to see the pregame. Sit down. Like, in other parts of the country, people are all in all the time. Heat fans, just get there for the tip. I'm not asking for anything else. Just there for the tip. I just want the tip. Just a tip, lad. Just a tip.
RV.
Isolate that sound, please. Go ahead. What is RV?
RV Richie said, Miami fandom is the worst. You in this tip comment. Pause. You got to get there early, man.
I understand it's the culture. It's different.
What culture? That's what I don't understand. Like, have you gone to the games you ever
wondered? Have you seen a Cuban person show up on time for anything ever, including their own birth? No. And I'm not knocking it. That's just different. It's different cultures.
That was damn day.
I love Cuban people. What are you talking about? Cuban people are the first to tell you that they're late to everything. Although I do, Jimmy Garcia that works here. Jimmy Menthols, that
boy's early
on time.
He's early.
I've never seen that guy late for anything.
No, the only time I ever seen him late, his car broke and he caught a flat. That was it.
He still was trying to walk here, man.
He still was trying.
Running down the interstate. Gotta get to work, Jimmy. We love you. You know that. Just try to get there for the tip. That's all I ask. I mean, he fans.
Hey, yo.
All right, come on. Inter Miami, they're going to start off their season in MLS. That is going to be Wednesday, 8 o'clock, Real Salt Lake. That's going to be a sold-out show. Game, show, whatever.
No, it should be sold out.
Oh, I think every game this year pretty much is going to be sold out for Inter-Miami home and the road. Now, that is equivalent to Michael Jordan and the Bulls coming to town and going around. That's equivalent. Although they haven't won any championships, except for the Leagues Cup, which was in season against Mexico, nonetheless.
Hey, Messi was a title for you this year. You all right? He can leave? You're not going to be upset?
No. Oh, we're going to talk about this later. Expectations on this Inter-Miami team. And I'm going to keep them tempered, and they're still pretty high. We're going to get it. That's another segment another time. We're going to get into that. Let's see. The Marlins, they got spring training going on. College basketball. FAU continues to be losing by 20 now with 15 minutes in the game. Let's do some positivity, though. Let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. Oh, man, this guy did himself wrong, Vlad.
What'd he do?
A drunk driver in England called the cops and reported on himself, saying that he was super drunk and did not know what he was doing. Of course, they showed up. They breathalyzed him three times over the legal limit, and they arrested him.
I'm actually happy that he did that.
I would hate myself so much.
Hey, man, you know what? You know you effed up. Take accountability.
Yeah, why get the cops involved? Get out of your car and walk off.
Maybe he wasn't in shape to walk off, bro. You ever been drunk where you were like stumbling, bumbling like Jason Kelce?
Is that a rhetorical question?
No, yes, it is. Of course you have.
Wait till 4:30 today when I get off work.
You know what? Good for yourself, bro.
I don't like it.
Listen, what if he tried to call all his bums, all his friends?
His bum friends?
You know what I mean? And they couldn't answer, you know? They told him, no, mate, I can't leave right now. What's he supposed to do? He's got to get somewhere. He's got to sober up somewhere. Good for him. I mean, he cost himself some money, but he didn't cost anyone's life. Good job by him. Accountability. I like it.
There you go. You're a very responsible young man. I appreciate that. 305-567-0560, the number to call if you want to text in. Of course, you can jump in on the YouTube and Twitch. We're going to be back talking about this Miami Heat team. They're good. Are they good enough to withstand this second part of the season? What are we expecting from them? What do they need to do? That's next on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You know you can listen to us on your smart speaker. Just ask your device to play WQAM. All our shows, all our games, all our shenanigans. WQAM on your smart speaker.
Call it how it is. Hendrix. Rep the set. Gotta rep the set. Chase a chick. Never chase a. Don't chase no. Rep the set. Gotta rep the set.
Miami Heat taking a little break. I think it's a good break for them. A couple of days. They get 8 days in total off for the All-Star break. Then they are hitting the ground running, as we said, Vlad. NBA did them no favors coming out of this All-Star break, although those wins against the Bucks and the 76ers, very, very nice. You get the Pelicans in the Big Easy this coming Friday at 8 o'clock. That's not going to be an easy task. The Pelicans, man, they're a very good team. But they are in a loaded West. Then you get a Sacramento team who last year was very, very good. This year they've kind of underperformed.
And what are they like? They had a good win over Denver right before the All-Star break. They're the seventh seed. This is crazy.
De'Aaron Fox, though, man.
The West is a. They're the eighth seed. I'm sorry. They're the eighth seed right now. They're 31-23.
Then you get to go to the Portland Trailblazers. I've always wanted to make that road trip for Heat Trailblazers, man. One of these years, Vlad, I'm going to make the road trip to the Moda Center and check that out because, you know, I love the city of Portland. You should be able to blast the Portland Trailblazers. They are really bad. Like I said, I've watched some of their games this year, mainly because there's nothing else on, and I grew up a Clyde Drexler and Blazers fan because there's no team in New Orleans. They are garbage. Then you get the Nuggets at the end of the road trip in Denver.
Very, very, very interesting game.
And you don't know the health of this team. Once again, we do know Terry Rozier and Josh Richardson are
but
week to week.
This is a mindset game.
So we don't think they're going to be – they most likely will not play in any of those games.
But this is also a mindset game.
Jimmy will be back, though.
This is a mindset game.
The Nuggets?
Yeah, because here's the thing. Obviously, it's revenge. But it's also the last game of the road trip.
Your legs are tired. Remember.
It's the altitude, and are you already thinking about, like, man, I can't wait to get back home?
Remember what happened to the Heat when they played at the end of that road trip in Phoenix. That was demoralizing. And even Bam Adebayo afterwards said, we really honestly were just thinking about getting home. Like, we got blown out.
Which is what I'm saying. Like, if Denver brings it to them, are they just going to wave the white flag and say, man, let's just end this road trip and go home? Or do they want to showcase themselves and just be like, nah, we still remember last season?
And I'll tell you this. They could, theoretically, and I do believe they will beat the Pelicans. I think they're going to beat the Pelicans. I think they beat the Kings and the Trailblazers. You have a chance to have a four-game road trip where you win all the games. Go out there and you throw your best stuff against Nuggets, and you might be all right, man. So, you should get Jimmy back, because Jimmy was dealing with a death in his family. He's had a lot of time to deal with it, with the games that he took off and the break.
I don't know if he's had a lot of time. He's had time, but we can't say the person's had a lot of time to deal with it. We don't know how these events affect people. So, you know,
February 11th, our condolences
to him and his family. That's, yeah, you don't know how close he was to that person. So you can't justify and say anything. Just say, hey, hopefully he should be back, and when he is, he's in the right mindset. But, yeah.
What does this Heat team need to do? So now we know Terry Rozier and that Josh Richardson most likely going to be out. But going forward, they need that Jaime Jaquez Jr. to play very well. They need Duncan Robinson to continue to play the way he's played. Tyler Hero be Tyler Hero. Bam Adebayo be Bam Adebayo. Give us that double-double, though. With Bam Adebayo, we've talked about this. That 14 and 13 double-double, way different than that 20 and 13 double-double. And, I mean, it sounds like, oh, well, I mean, 6 points. 6 points in the grand scheme of things in most NBA games. Look at it and see how much of a difference that it makes. I think they're okay, though, going forward. I mean, I know the schedule looks a little rough and stuff like that, but I do think that the Heat are good going forward. They're 30 and 25.
So they also have 27 games left.
They also have 27 games left. Hopefully they can get healthy. They can get right.
But they end the year with a lot of games at home.
And like I said, it's going to be one of these roller coasters. Like, if you told me we're going to beat the Bucks and the 76ers, even with the injuries and the players not playing, I'd have been like, no way. You blow out the Bucks. Pretty much handle the 76ers with a good second half. You say, okay, we got this thing figured out. And then there's going to be a part in the stretch where we can't find the ocean and we're going to lose games. Still, are you worried a little bit about the scoring ability of this team? You know, they have been in the 100s lately.
Yeah, but you're saying it. But every team should be in the 100s in this league right now. You should be in 110. If you can't break 110 points, you're terrible in the league
but
right now.
You're a really good defensive team, though. That's what changes things.
You're not winning. Other teams just were able to score enough to beat you. Up until now, they lost seven in a row.
That was tough, yeah. That's Jaime Jaquez Jr. was injured during that stretch.
They only scored 110 points one time in that seven-game losing streak.
That was abysmal, yes.
And they lost that game. They lost to the Celtics by 33 in that game, and they scored 110 points. So, yeah. Offense has been a problem the last 2 years, but these last two games against Milwaukee and Philadelphia, the ball was moving. The outside, they shot the ball very well beyond the arc. So hopefully this continues.
And if Duncan Robinson keeps balling and giving you all the points that he can give you, then that really kind of does a lot of the cure for the old offense that has been somewhat lackluster.
I think when you realize this season, there's no, like, Gabe Vincent. We could find somebody and turn them into a Gabe Vincent and all that. No, there's not. Not to say you'd be missing Gabe, because Gabe is basically, he robbed the Lakers out of money. He pulled the Kendrick Nunn. But
we love sending guys over to the Lakers and have them steal.
Just steal what they're not even using a weapon. They have their hands in their pocket and be like, hey, give it up. But the offense lacking certain firepower. Hopefully Terry Rozier comes back from that injury.
And I expect him to be good.
And because he was starting to get a little bit more comfortable with the team.
He looked better, yes.
Tyler, hopefully he knows his role. You know?
Bam Adebayo.
Bam is Bam.
Bam's going to be Bam.
Bam is Bam.
Jimmy's going to be Jimmy.
Bam is Bam. It's not Jimmy's Jimmy, man. We all know what playoff Jimmy's about. Look, man, just get healthy, bro. Just stay healthy. Go into the playoffs. Just avoid the playing game, and then you're good. Nobody wants to play Miami in the playoffs. Let's keep it a buck,
man. We know that. But the biggest thing for this team is we just need some time to gel. There's been no bonding, really, no gelling, because there's never been a lineup that's been steady.
But here's my question, though.
That's why they've been like this.
But has the team really changed, though?
Well, I mean, every year is a new year.
But has the team really changed? Has the nucleus of this team changed over the last three seasons?
No, the nucleus.
So then I don't want to hear that.
Well, you got new starters. You got Terry Rozier in there, right?
Other than Terry Rozier, Kevin Love was there last year.
Josh Richardson.
Josh Richardson's been in Miami.
Yeah, he hasn't been in Miami.
He's been in Miami and benefited. That's how that's how he got a contract. That's why he's been in other teams, because he was part of that Heat culture.
No,
I'm not using that as an excuse anymore. I know injuries do matter. Don't get it twisted. Injuries do matter. But the nucleus of this team has been together for nearly four years now.
Right. But like I said, every year you do need to get that on the same page. You do need to get together. Caleb Martin's been also very hurt.
They get on the same page when the postseason comes?
Yes, that's because they have the season. And usually towards the end of the season, they start getting healthy and they start playing together.
Stop.
What do we stop?
Stop. The nucleus has been together for a while. It's just sometimes these teams don't play well in the regular season.
But that's the NBA.
That's the NBA. So
look, you can win seven in a row, you can lose seven in a row. You can look terrible, you can look great.
I don't think Spo cares about this. Spo wouldn't want them to win more in the regular season? Yes. I just think he wants them to show some type of continuity and be healthy, and then I can take my chance some type of continuity going in, so he knows how to game plan.
If you're a Heat
fan.
But
he knows this nucleus. This has been Jimmy, this has been Bam, this has been Tyler.
If you're a Heat fan, here's some optimism. You've been a one seed, and you've been a play-in team. As a play-in team, made it all the way to the NBA Finals. As a one seed, you came a shot away from the NBA Finals.
Doesn't matter where you put them. As long as they make the playoffs.
Actually, you know what? If we're going to have better results as a play-in team, you don't want to be a play-in team, though. You came real close to not even getting into the big tournament. But you did. And that's all that matters. So, all right. Not an easy road coming out of the All-Star break. But then again, this team doesn't seem to do things very easy ever. So, let's go. Let's make it happen. First up, New Orleans Pelicans. In the Big Easy, Smoothie King Center, Central Business District, 8 o'clock on a Friday night. Those Cajuns are going to be drunk, but I expect the Heat to win. Up next, we're going to do a little bit of Nay or Day on 560 WQAM.
Yo.
I'm your pusher.
I'm your Pharrell, pusher. From the Neptunes.
One of the most underrated rap groups of all time.
I'm your pusher. The world is about to feel.
You know how I love Push.
From ghetto to ghetto, from backyard to yard, I'm your neighborhood pusher. That first Clips album,
Love Malice.
I'm going to go listen to that when I get off, man. When I'm doing work around here and drinking some beer, I'm going to sit there and listen to that.
Why did you hold your nostril?
I was talking wrong.
Oh.
Oh, no, I ain't doing that today. It's enough. Enough is enough. Beer's enough. That's what I meant.
All right, beer.
What I was going to say is, I'm going to listen to that first Clips album. Players, we ain't the same. I'm in the...
I definitely gonna. Now that you just reminded me about that first album, yeah, I'm going to listen to that first album. I'm going to hear The Funeral, The Procession.
Pharrell produced that because he's cousins with Pusha T and Malice, right?
I just know they're from Virginia, so I don't know if they're related.
We from Virginia, where ain't no to do but cook, triple price, the book.
Virginia Beach, baby.
I know all the rap songs from the Clips.
Pusha and Malice.
Push a ton. He goes, my grandma.
You gotta love somebody who could talk about the same topic for 20 years.
Keeps a mound to pitch from.
Still talking about pitching, yay.
Man's got priorities. When you're good at something,
he literally did pitch for
you. When you're good at something, you follow it.
Yeah, yeah. If it ain't broke, don't try to fix it. Don't try to fix it.
My man. All right, let's get into some Nay or Day. We like Clips. That's a day. Thumbs up. Nay, thumbs down.
Oh,
let's get to the first thing that we're going to talk to. You know, at the end of the Super Bowl, there was an embrace between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. You couldn't hear what they were saying because there was just too much crazy.
I told you, she said she's never felt like this before. Well, she was so horny.
Swifties are better than the CIA. They've been able to isolate the sound. Here's what was said between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift in that embrace.
Thank you for coming,
baby. I
cannot
believe that.
Thank you.
I can't believe you.
Thank you for the support. Thank you for coming. Thank you for making it across the world. You're the best, baby.
Oh, my God.
The absolute best. Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
All dude, right. Literally, I told you, she was, come on, man.
So that is that a day? Is that
of
a day?
Course that's a day. Listen,
she loves football.
And she loves football, all right.
She loves Travis Kelce.
She loves pigskin.
I'll give it a day simply because I like they use their words very carefully in that. There was never, you know, getting swept up with emotion saying, I love you, or you're the love of my life, or any of that. They kept it very plain, very generic.
Well, clearly, he's not the love of her life.
Of been, hers or her, I don't think they're the love of each other.
Yeah, there's yeah, been others. You know what I mean? Like
Travis Kelce was married,
but
for a
she
while.
Definitely, like he definitely got, yeah, he was getting some that night. B,
I'll give her credit. She's a very versatile dater. She's had musicians, she's had actors, she's had football players.
Hey, man, listen,
she plays the field.
Entertainers are the great, great source of songs.
Yeah.
Of breakup songs and stuff like that. So she knows what she's doing.
She dated all
but she
types.
Definitely gave it up to him that night.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of
like,
course.
She would have gave it up to him right there on the field.
That would have been awesome.
She was like, take a listen to this. Like, she was really, listen to this.
Thank you for coming,
baby. I can't believe that.
Thank you.
I can't believe you.
Thank you for the support. Thank you for coming. Thank you for making
literally.
It across halfway across the world.
Thank you later.
You're the best, baby.
Oh, my God.
The absolute best. Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
What did he say? Was it a record or was it erected?
Was it a? Did he say what? I don't know. Was it electric?
Oh, was it electric? Okay.
You know his ex has to be spitting nails right now.
Nah, she's nice though. That
it doesn't matter. She's spitting nails.
Nah, she's nice though.
It don't matter if you're hot. You still care. That you see your ex out there living the dream.
I mean, the only thing.
With $1 billion girl.
That's a Billy B.
That everyone loves. And everyone loves their relationship.
Yeah, no. It's either you love or you hate it.
Succeed.
But I tell you.
You want your ex that happy, Vlad? Because I got this. I got asked this question the other day. Do you want me happy? No. I mean, I don't care. But I don't want to see you happy like that. Super Bowls, $1 billion girls, everyone loving you, millions and millions of dollars on your own. She ain't happy. If she is happy, she got something wrong with her. She's still fine. Real fine.
Fine.
I'll take care of that real quick. I'm not Travis Kelce, though. At least when it comes to money and fame and sports. There's another Kelce, though, that everybody loves. Jason Kelce. He's been wilding out. Shaquille O'Neal has his big podcast. I've actually helped Shaquille O'Neal out with that podcast before. He gave Kelce some advice about retirement.
My advice to you is if you are going to retire,
yes,
accept it. Enjoy your family, brother.
Thank you.
I made a lot of dumb mistakes to where I lost my family and I didn't have anybody. That's not the case for you, so enjoy your beautiful wife, enjoy your beautiful kids, and never dwell on what we had. Yeah. What we had is what we got. You got the ring. People know who you are. Enjoy it. Because, again, I was an idiot, and I've talked about this a long time. Lost my whole family. Spent 100,000 square foot house by myself.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't think it was basketball. That was just some of the decisions outside. But anyway, I mean, I guess that's a day. You can't really.
You know what?
How you gonna be down on family?
It's like that Simpsons. Monty Williams. Oh, goodness gracious! Monty Burns walks into the career day and goes, "I'll keep it simple: God, family, friends. These are the three things you need to slay to be successful." You don't want to be that guy. It's a definite day right there. Last night, Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah, boy.
Vlad made some money. He called it.
I did make some money
Steph
last
Curry,
night.
Steph Curry, Sabrina Ionescu. Sabrina Ionescu asked afterwards, and you know what she says? Ball is ball.
Just continuing to use my platform, and I think a night like tonight shows a lot of young girls and young boys that if you can shoot, you can shoot. And it doesn't matter if you're a girl or boy. I think it just matters the heart that you have and wanting to be the best that you can be.
I got day on all that.
I got nay.
Oh, nay.
That's for you girls. Little boys already know they can shoot once they saw Steph Curry shooting. All right? Steph Curry was the face. Hey, he's not 6'7", 6'8", 260-pound muscular guy like all the other guys like LeBron and them. He doesn't have that much super athleticism, but he can shoot. So everybody who loves basketball was shooting threes. Maybe this is why the game is the way it is. It is him. But for little girls to see Sabrina go against Steph, yes. Yes, that's an inspiration. That is something to look up to. But Little Boards already had that inspiration.
Yeah, but and once again,
Chef Curry with the shot, boy. Now, he couldn't get Billie Jean King. That would have been worse than Billie Jean King beating Bobby Riggs. Bobby Riggs was like 90. Eh, whatever. But Steph, who's on a streak right now, he's had the most games of 7 3-pointers or more. And she was shooting. She hit her first 5. I'm like, oh, damn. Remember, she scored the most points in an All-Star game 3-point contest. She dropped 37. His most was 31. I was worried. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was Petro. I ain't gonna hold you.
You can ball.
I ain't gonna hold you. I was Petro. But Steph Curry, he did it so easy. Easy.
He missed a couple of the money Sprite balls, though. That's what kept
I didn't close. Like. Yeah, the storyboard. You can't miss the storyboard.
Right.
I like when you hit the story.
I'm sorry.
But, yeah, the storyboard. But he nailed every shot, the money rack.
Those guys and girls, when they get in a groove and,
they
don't have to look. They don't have
Dude, it is. Watching that 3-point contest yesterday, just because it was like everybody was so good. Like 24 points is a great score in a 3-point contest.
Not anymore.
Not.
Oh, beautiful stuff right there. Up next, going to have a montage, catch up with everything that's happening here in the sports world on Sports Day, 560 WQAM.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo,
I'm your pusher.
I go by the name, I'm your Pharrell, pusher. From the Neptunes.
One of the most underrated rap groups of all time.
I'm your pusher. The world is about to feel.
You know how I love Push.
From ghetto to ghetto, from backyard to yard, I'm your neighborhood pusher. That first Clips album, oh.
Love Malice.
I'm going to go listen to that when I get off, man. When I'm doing work around here and drinking some beer, I'm going to sit there and listen to
that. Why did you hold your nostril?
I was talking about him.
Oh.
Oh, no, I ain't doing that today. It's enough. Enough is enough. Beer's enough. That's what I meant.
All right, beer.
What I was going to say is, I'm going to listen to that first Clips album. Players, we ain't the same.
Now that you just reminded me about that first album. Yeah, I'm going to listen to that first album. I'm going to hear The Funeral, The Procession.
Pharrell produced that because he's cousins with Pusha T and Malice, right?
I just know they're from Virginia, so I don't know if they're related.
We from Virginia, where ain't no to do but cook, triple price, the book.
Virginia Beach, baby.
I know all the rap songs from the Clips.
Pusha and Malice.
Push a ton. He goes, my grandma.
You gotta love somebody who could talk about the same topic for 20 years.
Keeps a mound to pitch from.
Still talking about pitching, yay.
Man's got priorities. When you're good at something,
he literally did pitch for
you. When you're good at something, you follow it.
Yeah, yeah. If it ain't broke, don't try to fix it.
My man. All right, let's get into some nay or day. We like Clips. That's a day. Thumbs up. Nay, thumbs down.
Oh,
let's get to the first thing that we're going to talk to. You know, at the end of the Super Bowl, there was an embrace between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. You couldn't hear what they were saying because there was just too much crazy.
I told you
on.
She said she's never felt like this before. Well, she was so horny.
Swifties are better than the CIA. They've been able to isolate the sound. Here's what was said between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift in that embrace.
Thank you for coming, baby.
I cannot believe that.
Thank you.
I can't believe you.
Thank you for the support. Thank you for coming. Thank you for making it across the world. You're the best, baby.
Oh, my God.
The absolute best. Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
Right. Dude, I told you, she was... Come on, man.
So that is that a day? Is that
of course that's a day. Listen,
she loves football.
And she loves football, all right.
She loves Travis Kelce.
She loves pigskin.
I'll give it a day simply because I like they use their words very carefully in that. There was never, you know, getting swept up with emotion saying, I love you or you're the love of my life or any of that. They kept it very plain, very generic.
Well, clearly he's not the love of her life.
Hers or her? I don't think they're the love of each other.
Yeah, there's been others. You know what I mean? Like
Travis Kelce was married,
but
for a
she definitely got. Yeah, Yeah, he was getting some that night, B.
I'll give her credit. She's a very versatile dater. She's had musicians. She's had actors. She's had football players. Hey,
listen, entertainers are the great, great source of songs.
Yeah.
Of breakup songs and stuff like that. So she knows what she's doing.
She dated all
But
types.
She definitely gave it up to him that night.
Of course.
Absolutely.
Of
like,
course.
She would have gave it up to him right there on the field.
That would have been awesome.
She was like, take a listen to this. Like, she was really, listen to this.
Thank you for coming, baby.
I can't believe that.
Thank you. Thank you for the support. Thank you for coming. Thank you for making
Literally.
It across that way across the world.
Thank you later.
You're the best, baby.
Oh, my God.
The absolute best.
Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
What did he say? Was it a record or was it erected?
Did he say, what? I don't know. Was it electric?
Was it electric? Okay.
You know his ex has to be spitting nails right now.
Nah, she's nice though.
It doesn't matter. She's spitting nails.
Nah, she's nice though.
It don't matter if you're hot. You still care. That you see your ex out there living the dream.
I mean, the only thing.
With $1 billion girl.
That's a Billy B.
That everyone loves. And everyone loves their relationship.
Yeah, no. It's either you love or you hate it.
To succeed.
But
you want your ex that happy, Vlad. Because I ran asked this question the other day. Do you want me happy? No. I mean, I don't care. But I don't want to see you happy like that. Super Bowls, $1 billion girls, everyone loving you, millions and millions of dollars on your own. She ain't happy. If she is happy, she got something wrong with her. She's still fine. Real fine.
Fine.
I'll take care of that real quick. I'm not Travis Kelce, though. At least when it comes to money and fame and sports. There's another Kelce, though, that everybody loves. Jason Kelce. He's been wilding out. Shaquille O'Neal has this big podcast. I've actually helped Shaquille O'Neal out with that podcast before. He gave Kelce some advice about retirement.
My advice to you is if you are going to retire,
yes,
accept it. Enjoy your family, brother.
Thank you.
I made a lot of dumb mistakes to where I lost my family and I didn't have anybody. That's not the case for you, so enjoy your beautiful wife, enjoy your beautiful kids, and never dwell on what we had. Yeah. What we had is what we got. You got the ring. People know who you are. Enjoy it. Because, again, I was an idiot, and I've talked about it a long time. I lost my whole family. Spent 100,000 square foot house by myself.
Yeah, I don't think it was basketball. That was just some of the decisions outside. But anyway, I mean, I guess that's a day. You can't really.
You know what?
How you gonna be down on family?
It's like that Simpsons. Monty Williams. Oh, goodness gracious! Monty Burns walks into the career day and goes, "I'll keep it simple: God, family, friends. These are the three things you need to slay to be successful." You don't want to be that guy. It's a definite day right there. Last night, Battle of the Sexes.
Yeah, boy.
Vlad made some money. He called it.
I did make some money
Steph
last
Curry,
night.
Steph Curry, Sabrina Ionescu. Sabrina Ionescu asked afterwards, and you know what she says? Ball is ball.
Just continuing to use my platform, and I think a night like tonight shows a lot of young girls and young boys that if you can shoot, you can shoot. And it doesn't matter if you're a girl or boy. I think it just matters the heart that you have and wanting to be the best that you can be.
I got day on all that.
I got nay.
Oh, nay.
That's for you girls. Little boys already know they can shoot once they saw Steph Curry shooting. All right? Steph Curry was the face. Hey, he's not 6'7", 6'8", 260-pound muscular guy like all the other guys like LeBron and them. He doesn't have that much super athleticism, but he can shoot. So everybody who loves basketball was shooting threes. Maybe this is why the game is the way it is. It is him. But for little girls to see Sabrina go against Steph, yes. Yes, that's an inspiration. That is something to look up to. But little boys already had that inspiration.
Yeah,
and once again, Chef Curry with the shot, boy. Now, he couldn't get Billie Jean King. That would have been worse than Billie Jean King beating Bobby Riggs. Bobby Riggs was like 90. Whatever. But Steph, who's on a streak right now, he's had the most games of 7 3-pointers or more. And she was shooting. She hit her first five. I'm like, oh, damn. Remember, she scored the most points in an all-star game three-point contest. She dropped 37. His most was 31. I was worried. I ain't going to lie to you. I was Petro. I ain't going to hold you.
You can ball.
I ain't going to hold you. I was Petro. But Steph Curry, he did it so easy. Easy.
He missed a couple of the money Sprite balls, though. That's what kept
I didn't like you. Yeah, the story boy. You can't miss the story boy.
Right.
I like when you hit the story.
I'm sorry.
But, yeah, the story boy. But he nailed every shot, the money rack.
Those guys and girls, when they get in a groove and...
They
don't have to look. They don't have
to... Watching that three-point contest yesterday, just because it was like everybody was so good. Like 24 points is a great score in a three-point contest.
Not anymore. Oh, beautiful stuff right there. Up next, going to have a montage, catch up with everything that's happening here in the sports world on Sports Day, 560 WQAM.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake, to find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.